Vistara sprang into a one-handed cartwheel, landing a vicious roundhouse kick on the way past his head, then ignited their own blade and brought it sweeping up to finish the fight. Her moves would have been perfect, except her attacker wasn't there. He was standing just beyond her reach, shaking his head clear and holding his lightsaber in a low guard that seemed a little too careless. Vistara should have killed him anyway, but that would have taken time, and time she did not have. Back at the intersection, his companion was leaping to her feet, and the sound of running boots was beginning to build in the corridor beyond the intersection. Vistara flashed the man a wry smile and shook her head.
Sorry.
She was winded, so winded she could barely gasp the words.
Not that dumb.
She gave him a force shove that failed to rock him on his heels, then turned and sprang away. He was after her in a heartbeat, trailing a few steps behind, so close she could hear the weapon sheaths rasping against his trouser legs.
This is foolish.
He was not out of breath at all.
Surrender now and you won't suffer.
Vistara did not waste her breath on a reply. She had been running and fighting for hours. The only thing keeping her on her feet was the force itself, and even the force would fail her soon. Her legs burned and her lungs ached. She had coughed so much phlegm, her chest felt like a volcanic eruption. Her vision narrowed at bad moments, and her hearing faded even at good moments, until all that remained was the steady chirping of the guidance beacons.
There's no escape,
her pursuer called, only 2 paces behind.
Not for you.
Vistara lengthened her stride and pumped her arms harder. Her pursuer laughed.
You are doing our work for us, little girl,
he called.
How long before even the Force betrays you?
The next time Vistara's right arm came forward, she turned her shoulder to hide her hand from view. She flipped her lightsaber around, pointing its emitter nozzle to the rear. When her hand swung back, she grabbed him in the Force and pulled hard. She activated her blade. Her pursuer screamed. Vistara flicked her wrist, dragging the blade through his body. She did not break stride. 3 steps later, she dared to glance back. Emerald Eyes was 12 paces behind, pushing hard but not overtaking, running Vistara down. 20 meters beyond followed a whole column of dark-cloaked Sith. They were running 2 abreast, jostling and twisting in the narrow confines, a stream of angry eyes, all fixed on Vistara. There had to be 20 of them now, with a Kashyyyri woman in the second row whom Vistara recognized as Lady Sashel. 20 warriors and a High Lord? All to chase down a single girl? Had the circle gone mad? Emerald Eyes put on a burst of speed, and Vistara felt the hand of the Force close around her. Knowing she needed to break free while she still could, she stopped, changed directions, and launched herself down the corridor behind a Force-enhanced sidekick, a kick that should have caught the woman square in the chest. But the kick missed, and left Vistara standing on 1 leg, with Emerald Eyes behind her. An arm snaked around Vistara's waist, and the cold circle of a lightsaber emitter nozzle touched the side of her neck.
Drop your lightsaber, the woman ordered. Move and you die.